Happy Wednesday to you all. Hello there and welcome. I'm Don Riddell in for Coy Wire. He is on his way to Los Angeles to cover the US men's team play their first World Cup match later this week. More on the World Cup a bit later in the show. Today, of course, is Your Word Wednesday, so keep your ears tuned in and see if the vocabulary word you submitted has made it into today's show. But first, let's get to your news. We're going to start with an update on the United States and Israel's war with Iran, which has seen a series of big developments just over the last few days. On Tuesday, the Israeli military conducted a new round of strikes in southern Lebanon, just one day after Iran warned that it would resume its attacks on Israel if the strikes continued. Iran and Israel had previously exchanged missile attacks at the start of the week before halting them on Monday, avoiding another major escalation in this ongoing conflict. Despite these recent developments, President Trump has once again expressed optimism that a deal to end the months-long war could be reached as soon as this week. Lebanon is a significant part of the ceasefire talks, and Iran says they want any deal with the US to include Lebanon. The Israeli military says they've been targeting Hezbollah, an Iranian-backed militant group in Lebanon, who have rejected the ceasefire. To Mexico now, where soccer fans are increasingly upset over the astronomical cost of World Cup tickets and what some people are calling an unprecedented money grab by soccer's world governing body, FIFA. In Mexico, it means that many fans who thought they'd be watching the games in the stadiums will instead be tuning in on their TVs at home. CNN's Valeria León has this report.
Francisco Ferreira compares access to Mexico's past World Cups to this one.
It doesn't feel the same. Back then, it felt like Mexico's World Cup. Now, it feels like it belongs to the United States. And the ticket prices, they're impossible.
The opening match in Mexico City, with some tickets now selling for as much as $16,000 on official FIFA sites, and on resale sites, even higher, a staggering amount that puts this tournament far out of reach for all but the ultra-wealthy.
In Mexico City, the average family earns just over $2,000 a month, roughly the cost of a single ticket. And in a city where many local fans were able to attend World Cups hosted here in 1970 and 86, many feel they've been priced out.
But the frustration started months ago. FIFA's lottery-style sales system, designed to manage global demand, left thousands without access even at base prices.
I haven't been able to get tickets, but if I do, I'll be there.
I hope Mexico wins, but either way, I just want it to be exciting. A good show, of course.
At this rate, the cheers of Mexican fans will mostly be heard outside the stadium.
All right, Apple has just announced a new version of Siri as they scramble to catch up with Google and ChatGPT on artificial intelligence. The new features are expected later this year as Tim Cook prepares to step down as the company's CEO. So, what can you expect on your devices? Well, the new AI will be able to analyze what's on your screen and use that information to better answer questions. It will also have a more conversational chatbot that can do things like look at the schedule for the World Cup and then plan a watch party for you. You'll be able to point your camera at things and have Siri answer questions about it. And features like image generation may have daily usage limits because they rely on powerful and expensive AI models. It's time for 10-second trivia, and here's the question for you today. Who produces the most tires globally every year? Is it Michelin, Ferrari, Goodyear, or Lego? Well, if you said Lego, you were right. Over 318 million mini rubber tires are made every year as part of their sets that have vehicles. Really cool, right? Although, bit of a trick question in my opinion. All right, here's another question for you. What is the longest time you've ever taken to complete an assignment? A couple of days? A week? A month? Well, how about 144 years? That's the time it has taken to complete the famous Sagrada Familia Cathedral in Spain. Now you can get a glimpse into what it takes to build such an iconic landmark brick by brick, or shall I say, block by block. Lego announced their Sagrada Familia set, their largest one ever, with 12,060 pieces, complete with columns and stained glass windows. It mirrors the inspiration in Barcelona. Now, the church was designed by Gaudi, who died in 1926 when construction was only just getting started. And then the design plans got lost in the Spanish Civil War. And still, even today, there are some bits and pieces missing. In February of this year, the 18th tower that Gaudi designed was finally completed, and more architectural projects are in the works. So if you want to try and race against its real-time construction, you've got until 2034, and you'll need a whopping $800 for the Lego set. However, that pales in comparison to the cathedral's $700 million price tag, but at least you'll be able to build the Lego version in just a few days. If you're big into budgets, as I am, I love my financial plan spreadsheets, then this next story is sure to pique your interest. High schoolers from around the country recently took part in the final round of the National Personal Finance Challenge. That's a competition that proves you are never too young to become a whiz at numbers. The savvy students succinctly broke down everything from investments and income equations to credit scores and risk management. Our Lacey Russell was there and spoke with some of these finance phenoms to help it all make sense. That's sense with a C.
If retirement tax liability is greater than current tax liability.
Co-insurance.
10%.
Microsoft, Google, NVIDIA, Apple, Amazon.
Do you think you know more about finance than the average adult?
Than the average adult? Probably, yeah.
High school students from across the U.S. flex their financial literacy in the National Personal Finance Challenge.
A lot of adults undermine how important personal finance is, whether it's because they didn't have the resources or they just simply didn't emphasize it enough. But I think a big push that we should have is educating not only children but also adults about financial literacy.
U.S. government bonds whose principal value adjusts based on the Consumer Price Index are known by what acronym?
TIPS.
The correct answer is TIPS.
A team of four students from Mount Hebron High School in Ellicott City, Maryland, won first place.
What piqued my interest in finance is the relevance of the subject. We're in a world where if you don't know your finance, it's very hard to live. On an everyday basis, we always have something financial going on. You know, either going to the grocery store or buying concert tickets, you need to know how to save your money or when to spend your money. Everything runs with money, everything runs with transactions, and you really need to learn your personal finance to stay ahead of where our world's going.
We're about to step into a world of like college and the future and working, so for the first time in our lives, we're gonna have money and we're gonna be able to spend and do what we want with it. It's really important that we're able to understand how to manage and be able to put our money to work so that in the future, in the long run, we can reap the rewards of our own hard work.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is you. Every 10th day of the month, we highlight some of your big wins. And in this month's batch, you are all shooting for the moon. Here's Coy.
All right. Thank you, Don. First up, be ready to tap out because Alyssa Lin, an eighth grader from Hsinchu International School, placed gold in the Asian Open Jiu-Jitsu Championships no-gi competition. Alyssa also won third overall representing the United States. Next, showing us what taking big steps in the world looks like, Hayden from Newark, Ohio, completed the STEP program where he learned about plumbing, budgeting, and all things construction. The youngest person to complete it, he already has contract offers from four different unions. Awesome stuff. And shout out to Coach Caleb. Go Wildcats. And we are going to Thailand for this one, where Ms. Bailey's students are graduating from a school they helped to start in 2020. Shout out to ICS Udon Thani for your perseverance and congratulations. That is too cool. Thanks to all of you for sharing with us how you are showing out. Send us the 10 out of 10 moments in your life to CNN10 at CNN.com, and you may just see it on our show on July 10th. Back to you, Don.
Nice one, Coy. All right, congratulations to today's Your Word Wednesday winner, Mr. Wynn's class at Da Vinci High School in Davis, California, who submitted succinct, an adjective that means briefly and clearly expressed. We've got just enough time for one more shout out today. Mrs. Epley and Mrs. Stickle at Ravenna High School in Ohio, thank you for the kind letter and for the friendship bracelets. And thank you for always making us a part of your day. We will see you right back here tomorrow. I'm Don Riddell, and this is CNN 10.